Blog Talk Radio.
You hear me? Hey! Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Faith to Faith Gospel Hour here on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Lady Love, and Mr. Faith to Faith himself. Yes, yes, yes. Today is the day that the Lord has made, and we we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Today, we are going to just give God all the glory and all the honor. And I'd like to just open in prayer and with the scriptures. Father, Lord Jesus, on this day, we thank you, God, Jesus. We come to you as humble as we know how, Father, Lord Jesus. We thank you, God, for yet another day, a chance to get it right. We thank you, Father, Lord Jesus, for just waking us up in our right mind. God, we give you all the glory and all the honor today because it all belongs to you. God, Father, Lord Jesus, we just thank you, God, because you are God all by yourself. And God, without you, we're nothing, God. We thank you, Father, Lord Jesus, for just protecting the babies away from the monsters all over the world, God. We ask that you just stretch forth your hands and keep them covered with the blood of Jesus. We are praying for the elderly this morning against the monster that attacked them, Father, Lord Jesus, because what we can't see, you can see it all, God, Jesus. So we just ask, God, that you just protect the elderly and the sick and the shut in. We are praying for families all over the world today because somebody has lost a loved one. Somebody is putting their loved ones down, God, Jesus, for the time being, wherever you have them at until that day come, God. So, God, we are praying for those families. We are just thanking each and every one of us today for just being on this line because of God's brand new grace and mercy. Father, today the show belongs to you. We thank you for our guests that's on. We just want to give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' holy name, we pray, amen.
Amen.
And today's scripture will be coming from Psalms 18 and 30. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord tribe. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. Did you all hear that? To all of those that trust in him. So if we all trust in him, then that means he got everything that we need. We're not poor. We're not none of that. Let me tell you, God's word said that the last will be first and the first will be last. So stop worrying about something you have no control over. God got this. God said he already got this. Ain't that what the word of God says, Mr. Faith to Faith himself? Amen. So we was going to have Miss Carlisle on the phone. Yes. I don't know what happened, but we do have another guest. We have Mr. Kashawn Stevens. Are you with us, Mr. Kashawn Stevens?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Make some noise if you can hear me.
Praise the Lord.
This is how we do it.
This is how we do it.
Praise it.
Hey, let me tell you. Excuse me, people. Sorry about that. Let me tell you something. God always have a ram in the bush. Amen. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. Because could have, I don't know if you had to work or not today, but I do know that God got you for this moment at this time. Amen. So
this
I am
moment,
grateful.
This time.
This moment and this time. You know what what's your favorite saying
yes,
is,
ma'am.
Brother Kishan? What's your favorite saying?
Let's get it. Let's go.
That's it. And let God arise and enemy be scattered. And what's your favorite saying, Mr. Faith to Faith?
To God be the glory.
Hey, to God be the glory. Can't nobody do me like Jesus because he's all right with me. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
God has made a way out of no way, and I thank God because he has passed all my faults, okay?
Come on now.
Hey,
yes.
Let me tell you something. We can't do it without Jesus.
Amen.
No.
You know, we have to ask God to help us with our unbelief because sometimes there's moments in our life that we have just a tad bit of doubt, you know, because you be like, well, God, please, God, help me to, God, I need this, God, I need that. But then you go out and you're not waiting on God. You got to go on out there and try to get it yourself. But after you ask God to help you with something, then you want to still try to do it anyway. So that to me is fair. I mean, I even done it too. So I'm not exempt from this. You know, this applies to everybody in this whole wide world because there's a lot. And, you know, I've done that a couple of times. I said, you know, well, shoot, I'm going to get this myself because it's taking too long and I need this right now. But when you wait on Jesus, Come on, somebody. I'm telling you, wait on the Lord.
Yeah.
It's going to be all right.
It's going to be all
right. Yeah.
It's going to
yeah.
be all right.
It's going to be all right.
Oh, yeah.
I need you, Lord.
I need you
right now, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your holy name. Amen. So, brother, I call him Prince, everybody. Listen.
Prince
Sean in the house.
Prince Sean in the house, boy.
What
hey,
is
yo,
going on?
Hey, man, if you didn't know, you bought
you
that
know
note today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I'm glad.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about yourself, Brother Kashawn.
Well, can you hear me still?
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I'm just a old country boy from Springfield, Ohio. Been singing all my life. And I love the Lord. I've been singing since I was 3 years old. I had a dad that was like Joseph Jackson, Michael Jackson's
right
father.
Right.
He pushed me out. He was like, you're going to get out there and sing. And ever since then, I've been singing. Been singing
Amen.
For the Lord.
Come
Amen.
On now.
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord on that one.
Amen.
You know,
oh,
God
yeah.
is good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
God is
well,
good
also,
all the time.
Yeah. And also, I got me a CD that I just recently pushed out called Live
Amen.
For You.
Live
and
for you.
The reason why this is my – I have another – I got a couple other projects, but this is my favorite one because
Amen.
I get to do everything that I want to do. And you
yes,
get to
sir.
See the real – get to
yeah.
see the real Kashawn Stevens.
Hey.
So that's what I love about this project.
Yes,
and I'm watching God work through this project. And
Amen.
God has connected me to the right people at the right time. Can I get
Amen.
A witness?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, y'all gotta pick that up. Live for You by Kashawn.
Yes.
It's on all digital outlets. All digital outlets. If you see him in the streets, hey, Kashawn, you need that CD. That CD.
Yeah.
Ooh, it was. It will harmonize. It will cure your soul, man. You after listening to that, there's nothing nobody can do to you
Amen.
Through the day.
Amen.
Wow.
Nothing nobody can say to you or do to you through the day that could take you
wow.
off that high. That it, that's
right.
High
right.
That
right.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow.
You.
Oh man. Y'all too kind.
No, that's just God doing what he
that's
do.
God.
Oh man.
Yes, sir.
I tell you, you're doing yourself a disfavor if you don't have the Live for You CD.
I'm telling you, because God is, woo! Y'all just don't know because God is just awesome on how God connects everybody. And, you know, the way we connected was just awesome through the Black Family Reunion
Black,
last year in Cincinnati.
Yes. And I just love how God connected the dots. You know, it
right.
was a leap of faith that I mm-hmm. met this girl, and she said, hey, can you sing at the Black Family Reunion? And I
right.
was like, yeah. Get there, it's raining.
Right.
Don't look
right.
like nothing's going to happen. But God
right.
knew who I needed to meet at the right time, at
right.
the right
exactly.
moment.
Come on,
yeah.
man. And we had a good time.
We did.
We had a good time. Rain and all.
Right. But, hey, for a second, when we were singing, didn't that song
uh-huh.
come out?
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
That song came out.
Hey, you and Sister Lonnie Lyles and me and God just moved in a mighty way. Hey. Real people weren't ready for it because just imagine if we'd have been on like the big stage doing that. Somebody would have been shouting and having the Holy Ghost because I'm telling y'all what. Hey, listen, I thought I could sing, but when I heard you and Miss Lana Lyle singing, I was just like, oh my God, y'all just blew me completely away. Woo, don't ever,
wow.
ever. Let me tell you something. If God allow you to do runs, don't you ever, ever, ever let nobody tell you not to do runs because somebody needs to hear that because that's ministering to somebody's soul.
Wow.
It's not,
yeah.
You know what? Let me tell you something. a lot of people don't understand. It's not about us.
Right.
It's
right.
about the blessings right. that God give us to be a blessing to somebody else. And we are being a blessing through our vocals. You see what I'm saying? Like, God allows
yes.
us to use our vocals where we can, like, I can't sit there and play no instruments. I would have to learn
right.
how to do that. And then when you have it naturally, when God give it to you naturally, and you don't need no lessons,
come on.
God is awesome.
God
then,
is awesome.
Yes, he is, because anybody can get up there and sing. But when you can sing, hallelujah, glory God, because them hairs
that's
on
you.
Your arm.
That's you, that's
so
you.
Standing up and you get them goosebumps like, whoa, hallelujah. Oh, man,
that's
yes.
That's what it's about, saving souls. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to let y'all know something. Our other show the other day, Miss Lady Love here, she was a little under the weather, you know.
Yeah,
well, yeah, she uh-huh. wasn't talking too much. But she's feeling a lot better right now.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I'm telling you.
She's going in.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, I was so messed up the other day, Brother Kashawn. I'm telling you what, like, I guess it must have started, like, on maybe, like, Sunday after. Well, actually, I sung at a funeral.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
On Thursday or something. But it was kind of like working, like, on Tuesday. It was kind of like there a little bit, like on Monday. But then, like, after I sung at this funeral on Tuesday, I'm telling you what, Tuesday night, I was like, dang, my mouth is hurting. Like, and I could tell, like, it was trying to swell up. So I said,
yeah.
Oh, boy, here I go again. You remember how it was in Arizona?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Okay, well,
yeah.
This was like 10 times worse, man. I was trying
wow.
everything. I was on the internet trying to find stuff. I put honey and cinnamon on my tooth. I put clove
wow.
oil and peppermint oil. And then first I had to rinse my mouth with salt water, so I wouldn't have bought all this stuff. And, you know, I'm going to tell you something. I'm just going to keep it 100% real. Listen, I was like, you know, because they say, like, whiskey kills the pain in your tooth.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, well, I really don't want to buy no alcohol because I don't drink and all that. But so I said, all right, I'm going to try this. So I went about it. Was just so happened they had this little bitty thing called $2. I was like, woo, thank you, Jesus, because God knows I don't drink. You know, I don't even want that taste in my mouth. So I went and got that little thing, and I put it on there and let it soak in my mouth. That didn't work. I mean, nothing was working. I was just like, oh, my God, and I was just in so much excruciating pain. Like, it was just,
wow.
I'm telling you, a toothache, and for these ladies, they can vouch, a toothache is worse than having a baby.
Mm. Wow.
Do you hear me? This is the
That's
craziest
awful.
Thing. But yesterday, I went to the emergency room, and that doctor gave me a darn some kind of pain pill. It started, like, taking it away a little bit, but it was still there.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. On Monday, they taking this. See, this is a monster in my tooth. I mean, in my mouth. This is what the enemy will do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Excuse me. You know what I'm saying? He'll try to make you feel. You get a toothache, everything else in your whole body just go whack. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
he's trying to make
yeah.
me feel like I'm off my game, but I'm never going to be off my game for Jesus, because even in all of this, I'm going to give God some glory. Amen?
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord. But let me say this.
Yeah.
I would like to just go here for a second. Hey, everybody, if you're tuned in to Faith to Faith Gospel Hour with Lady Love and Mr. Faith to Faith himself, with our special guest, Mr. Kashawn Stevens. I'm going to let y'all hear a little bit of Mr. Kashawn Stevens. Amen.
Amen.
I believe this is you. So let's see if this is the one that I'm going to play.
name.
Krishan said, I need you. Is it number 15?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Yes, all wrapped up inside of you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, glory. Yes, you have heard by Sister Phyllis Jordan, yours truly. Hey, ladies, love, all wrapped up, and by Brother Kashawn Stevens, Prince Kashawn. Hey, let's get it. Let's go. I want to live for you.
Amen.
Yes. That's awesome, man. I'm telling you, man. Oh, I cannot wait. Let me tell y'all something. Me and this brother right here, we are going to collaborate on a song. And with his runs and my old-fashioned gospel sounding voice, it's going down.
You are cutting up.
Hey, it's going down for Jesus. I'm going to be radical for Jesus. Amen.
Hey, this is going to be the anthem.
Amen.
Okay.
This
is going to be the anthem for the rest of the time being on planet Earth.
Yes.
But this summer, it's going down.
We're going to get it in
this spring. We're going to hit that studio this spring, and it's going to be going down this summer. Everybody going to be saying this.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't even going to tell y'all what it is yet.
That's what's up.
Trying to steal my ideas.
Right.
We're trying to steal songs I didn't wrote. Come on now. Who am I? I'm only God. Come on now.
Okay.
I'm only God's chosen.
Wow.
But I give it to you after we put it out.
I hope so.
I gotta make sure all my copyrights is together, y'all.
All right now.
Y'all be playing around. Make sure your business is together, people.
Hey.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Mr. So, Prince, where can they get your music at?
Yeah.
Huh? Amen.
Oh, they can get it. Only thing you have to, let me tell you something. It's so simple. Only thing you have to do is type my name, KashaanSteepHenS. Type in that and live for you. And that would take you directly to all the outlets.
Yes, it will.
To find.
He's easy to find.
And the thing about it, you're going to find some music I got out there that I haven't even released that bless your heart. And you'll be able to get it exclusive. Not even my manager know about it.
Not even his manager know about it. That's a $5 fine.
You know, a $5 fine.
Hey, man, I never do that. But, hey, man, that's a blessing all in itself. That's a blessing. You heard it here first on the Faith to Faith Gospel Hour, man. And Mr. Kashawn Stevens, Prince Kashawn, y'all. He's a great man of God. He's a great man of God. And tell him, I like to let them know exactly what you do at the church and how you work with the youth and everything. I really love that.
Oh, yes. So at my church, which is in Cincinnati, Ohio, on Wenton Road, 945 Wenton Road, at Abundant Life Apostolic Church, Bishop H. Anthony Stevens is my pastor, and also my dad. I am over the praise worship team, and also
the choir, one of the choir directors, and I also step in, substitute musician for our main musician. So, I'm a busy person in the church. Matter of fact, we had a scene this past last night, and the Lord blessed Bishop Preach, and you know, it's busy. I never get a day to rest with that.
Amen. No rest for the weary, baby.
But it's all good. You know,
it's
that's good,
good
work. You know,
that's
it's good
work.
You know,
it's not even really called work. We don't even call it work when you enjoy what you're doing. It's not even work.
Yeah.
It's just, hey, man, God is blessing you. God is blessing you. We thank you. We thank you. We're proud of you. And I continue to do those great works. Amen.
And also, I wanted to add one thing.
Yes, sir.
If anybody's in the Cincinnati area, March the 26th at 4:30, I am participating in this event called And They Sang a Hymn. And there's going to be special guests like my buddy Marlon. He's going to be on there. I'm going to be singing a hymn, Tis So Sweet, The Trust in Jesus. So if y'all not busy, March the 26th, come out, hear us sing. Miss Phyllis. If you want me to say a word and have you come up there do a hymn, I think that could be arranged.
When is it?
March the 26th. 4:30.
At what time? 4:30.
4:30, yes. At New Friendship Baptist Church.
Okay, I'll see if we can get down there in time, because you know we'll be getting back, just coming back from Vegas.
Amen.
Oh, that's right. Superstardoms.
You crazy.
You know what? Just say a prayer for me in little old Cincinnati.
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely. Absolutely. No doubt about it. You know what I'm saying? You never know what God can do. God can get us there in the nick of time, and we just come on in like a mighty rushing wind. Mm-hmm. You just never know.
Yeah.
Because I do know our flight leave in the morning, but we would have to drive straight from Pittsburgh to Cincinnati.
Right.
Oh, man.
But you know, like, even if we don't do this one, like, we can do it the next one, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because we are on our way, brother. We're on our way to the Nizati to make things happen through God's grace and mercy.
Amen.
And we're going to, we about to say something, brother?
Yeah, I was about to say thank you, amen, for doors being opened by our Father.
Yeah, God
doors are
is
being
good.
Open, and we're walking through them.
Yes, sir.
That's the thing. You got to be obedient. Walk through the door. Once God opened it, I mean, ain't nothing else to do. He ain't going to just, you know, put you through there. He could.
Yeah,
but
you
got to
put in work.
Do something.
Right.
Put in something. Right.
You just going to sit there and look at the door.
Right.
It's open. You just sitting there looking out.
Like you trying to walk through it, but there's like a shield right there. You ever try to like bounce back? Well, dang, it's open, but I can't get through it. That's because you haven't worked your way through it. See, once you start working your way through it, then it's just going to open up. So, as you know, like the brother in the Bible that everybody was trying to get that sword out that rock.
Right.
Yeah.
But nobody could get the sword out the rock but him, because God gave him the power to remove the sword.
Wow.
So, until God give you the power,
you can't
walk through that open door.
You just like a pit bull looking out the door. The door closed. But he can see how everybody walking. All
right.
Back. Only thing he can do is bark.
Okay. And your bark don't mean nothing if you can't get through that door.
Lazy Christmas.
Yeah.
They sit inside that church and start barking.
And then they want to criticize you and stuff when you out doing work with Jesus. Why come this sister get to come up here and sing? Why come this brother get to get up here and sing? They always gone. That's because we're not gone because we want to be gone.
we're gone because we're doing kingdom building.
You know what I'm saying?
Because God said, go out into all the four corners of the earth, not all the four corners of the church wall.
Thank you.
So we have to go out and minister to other people so we can draw all men unto God. Because if we cannot draw anybody unto God, how in the world can we expect for people to believe in what we're trying to show them?
Mm-hmm.
We have to be able to put God first in everything that we're doing.
Amen.
And I know that without God, nothing is possible. No matter what you're doing, as long as you're giving God glory first in everything that you do, then God is going to bless you because he knows that you put him first in it. So I just want to also like to say to my mama from out of North Carolina, Miss Dee Dee Walker, the one and only Miss Dee Dee Walker Live. She got an award show coming up. I get an award for that because of God's grace and mercy. Ooh! Yay! Amen.
She's got to be one of the nicest people I know.
God is good. How you doing, Miss Dee Dee Walker?
I'm doing good. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
Okay. Y'all can already tell us how nice she is. Listen at her voice. It's like a little angel, ain't it?
Yes.
D.D. Walker live, y'all.
Miss D.D. Walker, we got Brother Kashawn Stevens on the line. We got Miss D.D. Walker on the line. We got another caller. I don't know who that is, but I'm just going to invite them in, too. We got another caller, but I just need for everybody that's making noise, kind of like mute your phone if you're not talking, just to show respect to everybody who's ever talking. I guess right now, because I know Brother Kashawn, he's going to be getting ready to go take care of something. But Ms. Dee Dee, what do you have going on? Because I invited you to come on just to speak about what you got going on.
Amen.
Okay. Well, I'm doing, I got this event coming up. It's called the All Black Affair House Party Style.
Amen.
And so that's going to be going on the 15th of April. And we're actually going to be featuring a new artist. We're going to be featuring a new artist, and I'm excited about that. And the reason why I'm very excited because we're going to be doing this every Saturday.
Okay.
Every second Saturday of the month. So we'll be doing a new event, and we're also going to feature an artist. It'll be either an incoming artist, somebody established already, whoever. We're going to always feature somebody there. So it's going to be really cool.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, that's awesome. So about this award, Miss Dee Dee Walker award show. No. I want her to let the people know where her award show is going to be.
Amen. Go ahead, lady. I'm just messing with you, girl.
Actually, the award show, we're going to have it at the same place that we're having these events. Originally, we were going to do it in Atlanta, but I got an overwhelming response that people wanted me to do it here in Greensboro because they really wanted to, and Atlanta is kind of out of their reach, and the folks from Atlanta are willing to come to Greensboro, so we're going to have it at the same place.
Amen.
And it's going to be on a second Saturday. It's going to be one of our events. And we're looking to have it on June of the second Saturday. So that's our date. And we're going to have the awards there. It's going to be really nice. We're going to be honoring you too. And and we have another couple of people, and this award is going to be given. It's going to be the Dee Dee Walker Image Award, and we're going to do this. Yeah, we're going to do this. These are going to be people that I feel that have done something beautiful for the community, who is out there doing their craft like yourselves, and being very positive, and it's just going to be a very beautiful event, and I can't wait.
Amen. Well, thank you.
Just the name of it sounds, you know, It just sounds, you know, prestigious.
Yeah.
The
Image Award. Image Award. Yeah.
Man, shoot, I feel like somebody. Amen.
Well, what I would like to do, like, right now is, Kashawn. Kashawn?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay. No. It's okay, because we got another caller on the line. So are you ready, Mr. Kashawn?
Yes.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Mr. Marlick McDaniel, another one of our face-to-face artists, and we want to just go to a song here and play one of his songs so y'all can hear a little bit of his music, because this man is awesome. His voice is awesome. He's anointed. I call him Preacher Man.
Because he most definitely
going to
give you the word.
Oh, yes, he is. Absolutely. Yeah.
That's
so,
what we do.
Hell yes, sir. I'm gonna play my favorite song, because it's my favorite song, and I know that you got one that you're like really pushing. But this is my favorite song on the CD. So.
Oh yeah.
Thank you, fellas.
Yes. Here we go. All right. Yes, yes. That was Teach Me by Brother Preacher Man, Mr. Marlon McDaniel from Cincinnati, Ohio. We want to thank you for coming on. Thank you, Miss Dee Dee Walker Live. She has her own show that comes on probably every day. She got a show coming on, because I do know about the one that come on Thursday night. But she have like other shows that's on. But we want to just thank both of you for coming on the show. Mr. Birthday Man, what's going on, sir?
Man.
Preacher Man.
Hello.
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 There he is.
Amen.
Yes, sir. We're wonderful. How are you today? This is the day that the Lord has made for you.
Yes. I am so happy. I'm today is a celebration of life, and I thank God, not just because it is my birthday, but because it's my birthday and I'm still here. I was in a terrible car accident on last Saturday.
Wow.
And the fact that the Lord spared my life and my friend's life, and the car is total, but I'm not totally, praise God.
So wow, praise God that you guys are here.
Yes. So I thank God that I'm not laid up in a hospital somewhere. God that legs and arms are not broken.
Yes.
And that I came out alive and well. So I just thank God and I give Him the glory. So this birthday really means something that it didn't before, because literally a week before my birthday, the devil tried to kill me, but I'm still here.
Wow.
Come
in
on
the
now,
name
now.
Of Jesus,
thank
hallelujah. Thank God for that, because that could have been a tragedy for not one but the true family. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That could have just been crazy.
Exactly.
Like, you know, like, wow. So you was here. I was not here in Youngstown, but you was in Cincinnati?
I was actually in Columbus. I had an engagement to sing in Columbus, and really it was at the church. It was at the light. Turn right 50 feet later into the parking lot. And boom, somebody hits me from behind, and I saw him like 2 seconds or so before the impact, and I never saw the front end of his car dip down. So it was almost as if somebody said, "Get that guy." It was almost as if he was trying to get me. And I don't believe that's the case. I don't have enemies like that, but you know the devil is our enemy. But whatever the case, this very irresponsible person did this and then did not even stick around to make sure anybody was okay. It was a hit and run accident.
Wow.
So the police are looking for him now. So, you know, the devil is busy. The devil is busy.
Thank God for, you know, danger seen and unseen dangers, because, you know, God is our protector. And what we can't see, God can see coming from all angles at the same time.
That's it.
You know, thank God for that,
the
covering. Right.
Yes. God is never caught by surprise. He's never caught by surprise.
No, he's not.
So,
we are protected. People don't realize
that.
We are protected by God, no matter what. And we're really thankful that you are okay.
Yes, praise God for that, for real. Because that could, you know, like, I'm glad, because I just read that scripture about God being our buckler at all times.
Yes.
So, you know, that was just something. I read that scripture, and then you're talking about you was in a car accident, and it totaled your car. Like, I mean, I remember a time when our manager had went out of town, and this 18-wheeler, like, came from out of nowhere and hit his car, like, 3 times. Boom, boom, boom. And, you know, his trunk was up in the front seat.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, oh, my God. And I had to wait. I had to get this girl up because nobody couldn't get there. So I got this girl to take me all the way to New York to get him. And, I mean, it was by only God's grace and mercy that, you know, his life was spared. Like, he walked out of there. His body was sore, naturally, you know, because the 18-wheeler, that could have been, like, crunch all the way. And they could have had to use jaws of life to get him out and everything. You know what I'm saying? When you have stuff like that to happen to you and you can walk away from it, I'm telling you, that's all God's glory.
It's
His angels are around you at all times, even though we can't see the angels, but they're there because we have angels that's assigned to us
And we don't have to see them to know that God is using them to work for him to cover us with his blood. You know, I don't know, Miss Didi, if you ever had anything like that happen to you or if you know anybody that that happened to, but it wasn't no luck. People be like, oh, I'm just lucky. No, you're not lucky. That's because God has covered you and your time is not yet.
Amen.
So, you know, I'm telling you, God is just worthy of all. Ma'am?
No, no, actually, that's right. I was agreeing with you, you know.
Yes,
by the grace of God, we're in the wedding, so that's right.
I'm telling you because, you know, we're nothing. We are nothing without God. And if anybody ever say to you or to us, like, shoot, I did this. No, you ain't did nothing. Nobody, we don't do anything. It doesn't matter what it is that we're doing. But if you, like I said earlier, if you put God first in everything that you do,
come on,
he's going to bless you because he know that you acknowledged him first.
Right.
You know, I know a lot of times people say, oh, people that party and all this, God ain't going to bless them. Yeah, don't nobody know who God is going to bless. We don't know that. We do not know what God's agenda is because, I mean, I don't know if I said that right, but we don't know God's plan.
Mm-hmm.
Only God, the Father, and the Holy Spirit knows God's plan.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to take heed and just have an ear to hear, you know, and be obedient. But, you know, I mean, this world is split just like everything else is split. So, but we are just grateful that you are alive today and, you know, and okay. And so, okay, now we talked about that. So we only got a few minutes. So you want to tell everybody about the CD real quick? Where they can get it at?
Sure. Sure.
Yes,
that's
sir.
All right. You know what? This, perhaps this is what people need to hear. But I do want to say this, and around here we call it St. Marlon Patrick's birthday because we celebrate the way you're supposed to celebrate. We're not getting
right.
no green beer and all that stuff. We don't do that.
Right,
we celebrate
right,
like saints. So it's a day of giving thanks to God and giving God glory for all that he's done and lifting him up and not lifting Satan up. So that's,
right.
how we celebrate the holiday. We celebrate it like saints are supposed to. These are the real
Amen.
Saints, not them.
Yes,
These
sir.
Are the real saints. So,
right.
the saints are living and operating in the land and showing forth God's glory. That's what the saints are doing. So
right,
I want somebody to pick up on that. But anyway, the CD is called "With All My Heart." And it is a collection of songs that have come from my heart, from God's heart to mine to you. And you
Amen.
Can get it on all digital outlets. You can get it on Apple, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon. You can download it from all of those places. If you would like to get a physical copy, the physical copies are not at the digital stores. You would have to order that, and it would be direct shipped to you. You can get
yes,
it through
sir.
Sing with Marlon. singwithmarlon@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to my Facebook page, which is Marlon McDaniels Music. That's also www.marlonmcdaniel.com. That's MarlonMcDaniel. You can also get it on Instagram and Twitter at singwithmarlon. Just let us know what you would like that you'd like the CD or how many you would like to receive, and we will direct ship them to you. So that's how we do it. That's how we do it. And I do believe it will bless you. I thank God for the testimonies that keep coming in from
yes,
the people
sir.
That have embraced the music. So I do believe it will bless you and be something to add to your collection.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, we want to just thank you for coming on the show today. Our time
thank
is getting short. Miss Didi Walker, do you have any last remarks?
No, I just want to say thank you so much for inviting me to come on your show. And can I announce about Sundays? Or
yes, ma'am, you sure
you...
can. Go ahead.
Yes.
No problem. Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Yes.
Go for it.
Miss Phyllis Jordan, yes, she is going to be doing a show on Sundays on the Didi Walker Live Radio. So I'm
Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Yes, and our show time will be from 7 to 8, and we're going to just let God arise and the enemy be scattered. You know, everything is done according to God's will and his plan, and we are grateful for that, Miss Didi. We are grateful for everything that you're doing. We want to just thank you. I really wish we would have got a chance to meet our other artists so they could have been nominated too in your award show, but you didn't really get a chance. But you will get a chance to know them and know of them. And yeah, we want to just thank all of, I guess, Mr. Kashawn Stevens. He had an emergency he had to go take care of. But we want to thank everybody for tuning in today. Mr. Faith to Faith himself, you have any last remarks?
Our God is love and love each other, okay?
Amen.
Thank you, Ms. Dee Dee Walker, Mr. Marlon McDaniel, Ms. Kashawn Stevens, Faith to Faith himself. We are on the Faith to Faith Gospel Hour.
Amen.
Y'all.
Amen. So if you want to have your music on our show, send it to Faith, F-A-I-T-H, the number 2, Faith, F-A-I-T-H, Gospel Hour at yahoo.com. If you want to get my CD, the time is now.
Amen.
Where can they get it at?
All digital outlets.
All digital outlets.
All
Amen.
Digital outlets.
So with that being said, I hope I'm playing the right song. We want to go out with this song. 90 seconds. You heard that, y'all? Here we go. 90 seconds.
Put the name to the song.